If you love the Black Married and Debt-Free podcast, if you get any joy, if we've ever done anything for you, do us a huge favor and go and give us a 5-star review on this podcast. Leave us a comment if you like, but that helps our viewership ranking. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy Nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Kevin on stage, and I want to tell you about Black Married and Debt-Free, okay? They're a couple that paid off $110,000 in debt in 2017, and now they want to educate and inspire millennial couples to do the same. So what I want y'all to do is subscribe to their page. Go on YouTube, go on Instagram, and get the following going at Black Married Debt-Free. It's everywhere, all right? So if y'all don't want to be broke no more, you want to be debt-free in victory, then go follow them, Google them, look them up, and see what they're talking about, because don't nobody want to be broke. You feel me?
What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, and I'm here with my lovely wife,
Shira.
And we would like to welcome you to another episode of the Black Married and Debt-Free podcast. Shira, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
That's good.
How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. You know, let's just be honest with the audience, Shira. We really don't have nothing to talk about today. We don't have anything to talk about today. We just freestyling this one, Shira, so.
Don't we freestyle them all?
No. I mean, well, yeah. You know, there's always the we keep it open, keep it light. But, man, we were scrolling through the news. I mean, what's going on in the economy?
The same stuff. Yeah, it's the same stuff that was there last week is there this week. Is there this week as well?
And what's going on with you personally, Shira? Let's start there. And then maybe we'll... Anything new? Work? You know what I mean?
I don't want to talk about my job. Everything's going well. I took a gym break, and I managed to go back.
Yeah.
And so hopefully we can keep this going.
Yes.
I don't know what it is for men and women. Men and women are different. Like, you start going to the gym, I start seeing results on you. I would go to the gym.
Got a little something going on. You know what I mean?
No. I would go to the gym just as much, and I didn't see the same result.
Well, no, Shira, it's just about the consistency. Well, this will be
That's what I was saying. I was consistent.
Yeah.
Just as consistent, if not more consistent.
Well, let's talk about it.
This would be
a good topic though, Shira, because like, you know, like how I used to try different things, like different side hustles, or you know, I would get a course on this and I would try it, and then I would be like, man, I'm not seeing results, whatever, and I just want to stop. And I never knew, when do you know that I'm beating a dead horse, and like, or when do you know, or when are you stopping too early?
Yeah.
So like with the gym, do you feel like you'd stop too early, or do you feel like, hey man, I put in a significant amount of time and I didn't see what I wanted to see?
Well, I'm going back, and I think that we have to stay healthy. Yeah. You know, you, yeah. Not that I'm one chip away, yeah. You know, but I
just a consistent,
right. I do need health. To be more consistent with that, more consistent with my schedule, more consistent, you know, you just kind of want to get into a flow. And that's something I need to work on.
Okay. That's great, Shai. I love that. But in life or with anything, how does one know when it's time to walk away? How do we know that? Like, or how do we know if we're quitting too early? You know what I mean? Is there a way to know that, or?
No.
Well, that was honest.
Okay, no, because I was thinking about the story. Okay, I don't know how many feet from gold it was. Yes. I don't know if it was 3 feet from gold or 6 feet from gold, but there was a story that was in the book Think and Grow Rich about, yeah, someone who was mining for gold. This was during the gold rush.
Right.
And they had all this equipment, and then they stopped. They just said, you know what? There's no gold here. And someone else, you know, came behind that person, dug just a few more feet, mm-hmm, and found the gold and, yeah, became extremely rich, you know? So I don't know. I don't know. I mean, and I guess it also depends.
Right.
Like, are you talking about in your career? Is it your... Oh, you're talking about like in side hustles. Like, how do we know,
yeah,
that this just isn't going to work?
Yeah, or even career choice. Like, how do you know, like, when it's run its course, or just with anything? I think that's the hardest struggle for me, is knowing when you've done something enough and you put enough time in, and then when you're quitting too early. I feel like there's a very thin line,
yes,
sometimes.
Yes, okay. You know? I thought of a couple of things.
Yes.
But I'm not going to talk about you. So let's
talk
about...
No, let's break it down.
Kevin Samuels.
Okay, let's go there.
Okay, so his YouTube blew up. Yeah. Like,
YouTube. That's
rest
a
in
good,
peace.
Ooh, that's a good one, Shai.
Right? Rest in peace. Yeah. But his video, like, he blew up, like, yeah, in a 2-year span. He was over a million subscribers. But before that,
he had been on for some years.
He had been on for some years, mm-hmm, and no one was really...
He wasn't checking for him.
No
like
one
that.
Was really checking for him. Okay, yeah, that's what I was going to say, but I didn't want to say it.
Yeah.
But he reinvented himself. Yeah. Like, if you look at his old videos compared to the newer videos, like, before he passed, mm-hmm, like, I feel like he reinvented himself. Mm-hmm. And when the momentum picked up, he put more into it, not less.
Yeah.
Right? So,
man.
I don't know. So, he was definitely consistent. Mm-hmm. And when an opportunity... came his way, he upped the ante,
yeah, yeah,
by a lot, maybe by too much,
yeah, you're right,
too much.
He'll wore himself to the ground, you know what I mean? But yeah, here's the thing too, Shai, like, YouTube is a great, let's go ahead and let's just talk about that, because like,
Lord Jesus,
yeah, I go back and forth with the whole YouTube thing,
yes,
you know, and I study other YouTubers, like how you said, and see their progress and see, okay, so they stayed in it, they did it. But even in YouTube, he knew, and you mentioned Kevin Samuels, he knew to change his format, though.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew, he didn't quit the YouTube. He stayed consistent in it, but he didn't say, well, this, the way I do it, time to let that go. Let me do this. So
yeah,
how does one even gauge that? But
yeah, I think YouTube is very interesting. Like, yeah, we've gone to some local meetups around, mm-hmm, YouTube, like, before COVID,
yeah,
happened. And one person that we met, they started their YouTube journey wanting to talk about a particular topic, mm-hmm, but they did a video on something else, and the video on something else, like, did really well.
Yeah.
And so instead of saying, well, I really don't want to talk about that, they said, no, I am going to talk about that because that's what people want to hear. And so they totally shifted what they intended,
yeah,
you know, their YouTube journey to look like, and really tailored it to what people wanted to hear. Yeah. And so, like, they're really successful. They're doing really well on YouTube. Yeah. So, and then with YouTube, it's like you kind of have to do what's in your locus of control. Like,
yeah,
there are some folks who are on YouTube and they thought, oh my goodness, I just blew up, and I didn't even know, like, it would,
right,
grow into this.
I put the video up, I went to sleep, woke up, and I was, ooh, viral.
Yeah, and then there are some people who are consistent and, yeah, who are regularly putting out videos and not getting as much traction. Mm-hmm. So I think when it comes to, like, YouTube, like, you have to do it because you want to do it,
yeah,
and because you love to do it. You,
yeah,
love to connect with those that you are able to connect with, and you have a passion for talking about or teaching or sharing, you know, on the on your identified topic.
Yeah.
But you just have to love it, because man, sometimes you'll be rewarded in the way that you would like to be rewarded, and sometimes you won't be.
That's deep, because, and I know we're referencing a lot of the deceased, but I mean, the longer we live, that's just how it's going to be.
Oh, dang, that was dark.
I know. But Kobe Bryant, it mentioned, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant, that, you know, getting lost in the work, and you just kind of touched on it. It's just like, you just have to love what you do and not be really looking at the results. Now, of course, we want everyone, who doesn't want a million people to look at the thing you do, or, you know, but if you just get, if you just love the process, the work, it makes it worth it. You know what I mean? It makes it, it gives it life. It gives you purpose. And for, you know, some people, that's hard to really tap into, even going, transitioning to paying off your debt or building wealth or anything financial. It's like, it's going to be a while. You know what I mean? Even with us, like saving for retirement, it's like, it's going to get, you know, getting to that number, it's gonna, you know, you gotta, it's gonna take some years to stay consistent, but you have to find solace in the journey. You have to find something about the journey that you love that makes you say, hey man, I'm gonna just keep doing it. I'm gonna keep trucking along at this thing.
Right. And I mean, one of the things that I started this conversation off with was a comparison. Look at this person.
Yeah.
Look at that person. Look at me. Mm-hmm. I'm not where they are. Mm-hmm. And I think that when you bring in, it's good to see what other people are doing.
Yeah.
Right? You can learn from other people. But at the same time, you take those learnings and you don't turn them into, okay, let me beat myself up. Yeah. Right? So I think comparing can get you into some trouble too. So just knowing why you do what you do and letting that be your motivator.
Yeah. Speaking on that, Shire, you know, watching others, and is it possible in the world we live in to block out the world? Is it possible to just lock in on what you're doing and really, really put blinders on? Is that possible?
Yes.
Or do we just have too much access to stuff? You know what I mean? Like, everything's on social media. It's almost like you can't hide from seeing others do, you know, you can't run from it. Mm-hmm. Or can you? That's what do you think? And if so, how?
I don't know. Well, yeah. I said yes. Like, yes, you can, because of course it's possible, but you have to say, well, is this helping me or is this harmful? Because sometimes you just have to put your head down and do your work. Do what it is that you feel that you're called to do. Do whatever it is that you have purpose in your mind, your heart to do. And that's it can become wasted time if you're doing it too much and it's not becoming a fruitful thing. So yes, you can put your head down and you can stay on your grind. I think that's totally possible.
This is therapy for
me. I'm not I'm not on.
Yeah, should I tell them about your thoughts on content creation, social media in general?
I feel like
Char's in a good place. So break that down.
I don't know that I'm in a good place. I feel like I need to like step it up, because I just haven't been creating content as much, right, I guess, as I would like to. Or
as much as y'all see of us, she's saying she's not.
I'm not.
Which is interesting.
I mean, right? I think you handle the bulk of that. But I think that when I do sit down and I focus, I say, okay, let's, you know, get something together that I do really well when I put my mind to it. Absolutely. But I don't know.
But I feel like you, it's a good thing in one area, because you don't see everything. You're not overwhelmed with this person's doing this or this person that's in your space is doing this. You don't see all that. You don't see numbers. Your numbers aren't doing good on this.
I don't even video. Look, y'all.
This podcast number is not doing, because it's like, if you're in content creation, analytics is almost, it's like everything. So you have to be like, well, what am I doing? Do I need to adjust? It's like a constant adjusting. But you're at a place where it's like, hey, I'm just going to do the mark, turn the cameras on. Hey, we're going to talk about this. I'm excited. I'm dialed in. But once we put it out there, hey, it's going to do what it's going to do. I wish I had some more of that is kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah, so. I think you need both though too. Mm. Like you need to look at the analytics, respond to the analytics. Mm. You know, there are probably some topics that do better than other topics in being responsive to that. But but there are times where it's just like, okay, I'm gonna put this into the universe, and then I'm gonna stay on my grind, and I'm just gonna keep moving forward.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. This is great that we kind of just organically started this combo, but I think that's kind of the part and portion why we've done so many side hustle things, right? Make money doing this. We bring in this person that's made money doing this. But one thing we never talked about is how to make X amount doing content creation. We never wore that jacket and was like, yo, this is because I think it's so volatile. You know what I mean? And I'm going to be keep it all the way 100. I think some of the numbers you see from people or people speak about on the content creation side
is inflated.
Yeah, I need some receipts on some of that. You know what I'm saying? But let me ask you this, Shar. Would you recommend, because now we kind of going, we thank y'all for, this is what we do, y'all. We just talk about stuff. Shar, if you could do it all over again, or if you could recommend to someone else, would you recommend that they get into content creation? You get a YouTube channel?
Yes. Get a podcast. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. If this is what you want to do, definitely. Okay. There's some pros and some cons. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're doing YouTube and you're not doing it full time, you do need to be mindful of your words and how your words can help you or hurt you, right? Mm. So like, for example, if you have an employer, you can't necessarily come on YouTube and say any and everything. Yeah. So I know I saw or I heard of a story where a young lady was on TikTok. Mm. And so she was sharing how she left one job, she went to another job, and she shared her salary, and she worked in tech. And she shared how the amount of taxes that were being taken out of her check.
Seems fair.
Right? But what ended up happening was a new employer saw what she posted, and they fired her. And then she went back on TikTok, right? And started saying that she was fired.
Yeah.
And I guess when it came to salary, that's kind of personal, and it might impact other people that work for that organization. Also, she worked in the realm of tech.
Right.
And there could be some disclosures that you sign when you're being hired on to tech companies or to any company. Mm-hmm. And there's just some information that you just should not share online.
Right.
And so she was fired. She was able to get her old job back.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Allegedly.
Okay.
But that goes back to my point.
Yeah.
If you work a 9-to-5 and during a certain part of your day, you are representative for a company, you know, you do have to be mindful of what you're saying online.
Yeah.
And that's just a fact. Now, if you work for yourself, you're an entrepreneur, you don't have a regular job, then maybe you're more
get
free.
Loose.
But get loose to a certain point. Because I heard another story, okay? TikTok get people in trouble, okay? Mm-hmm. Another story where a young lady did not like the condition of her apartment. So she went on TikTok and was showing things in the apartment that wasn't working to her liking. I didn't see the video, but I heard of the story.
Yeah.
And apparently the apartment complex ended up terminating the lease or deciding not to renew the lease.
Wow.
And she needed to move. And they basically said, if you don't like living here, then you don't have to be here. Ooh. And so I think with social media, there are real consequences.
Yes.
Like I can put out a video and I can decide, you know what? This video is not showing the best of me. Mm-hmm. I'm not having a good, you know, I'm going to take this video away. Mm-hmm. But what happened? Somebody else could have got a hold of it.
Somebody can screen record.
Right. Somebody can screen record. Somebody can take your content and repurpose it. Yeah. Someone can take your content and share a snippet of your content, provide commentary to what you shared, and their commentary be out of context. Mm-hmm. You know, they might take your words and twist them up, you know? So it's just like, so if you're a more private person, then maybe it's not for you.
Right.
You do have to be comfortable on camera. You have to be comfortable with knowing that whatever you say can be used against you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But obviously, you know, for the most part, our content is positive. We try to keep it that way.
Keep it light.
Keep it light, you know. But it's just something to be mindful of.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, those are good points. Even, shoot, man. We've had to wield our little influence on occasion and tell a couple of companies, hey, you know, we will tell our following about this experience if XYZ doesn't happen. And they start skirts, you know.
Oh, so, yeah. We did that one time.
Yeah. So what you do online can definitely affect positively or negatively, you know, other aspects. So I think that's definitely something to consider if you want to get into content creation, you know?
Right? And let's be honest, you do not have to be a content creator. You could be a regular person on Facebook or on Instagram, and you say something, and then it comes back in a way that you just did not anticipate.
Yeah.
So, I think TikTok get people in trouble, but I don't have a TikTok. I'm not on TikTok.
Yeah.
The only TikTok that I know is like a clock. You know, like I don't know. It just sounds so corny, right?
Well, we actually have a TikTok, but I've only dropped about 3 videos and I just walked away. It's just a lot. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of, it's just so much traffic and so much, it's just like you're whistling in the wind. You know what I mean?
It makes me feel old, right?
Absolutely.
I feel like I should be on this
I feel 80 years old.
TikTok thing, but it's just something in me that's just like, eh.
Yeah.
Well,
we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Me and
Shia. That's it? I thought you was going to keep going.
I mean, you got any other thoughts on anything, Shia?
I don't know.
I think this was great. I think if we could put a bow on this episode, it would be whatever you do, be consistent in it. Find joy in the process more than the result, because sometimes the results may not come as fast as you want. And, you know, keep the tunnel vision sometimes, Shire, too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Have some of that, you know, tunnel vision energy.
Right.
Because it will help you to stay consistent.
To succeed. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And also, I don't know if, I think I've said this before, but our listeners really keep us going.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Let me just say, I'll be like,
can't say it enough.
I'm about to quit. And then all of a sudden I get this email.
We didn't quit
that,
so many times. Oh, Lord.
Y'all don't even know. We get this email about, you know, this impacted me in a positive way. Yeah. And so I'm extremely grateful to each of you. So thank you. And
thank you.
We appreciate you.
Yes, Shire. I think that's beautiful. And Shire will tell you, you know, I'm a words of affirmation guy. Like, I need words. You know what I mean? I need a lot of the rack rubbing, and I'm not one of those guys that try to act tough like I'm not. So when you guys leave us those reviews, not only does it help the algorithm and help more people see us, but it does my heart good. You know what I mean? So thank you guys for whatever platform you're viewing this. We appreciate you. And we got some dope stuff coming. I don't want to just put it out there. Cause
well, why don't you tell us about the new segment we're starting?
So we're starting a new segment. We're going to start this next week. It's Ask a CFP, where we're going to be partnering with some of the best certified financial planners to answer your questions. I mean, me and Shia, we can answer some questions. Now, don't get it twisted, but sometimes we want to bring in a professional that went through the training, that went through the schooling, went through the hours of testing to be able to offer you all some advice, you know, because we can answer questions, but we technically can't give you advice. So we got that segment coming up. Be on the lookout for that. And we got some good stuff in the area of real estate coming up, y'all. We, you know, I don't want to give y'all too much, but it's gonna be lit. It's gonna be lit. All right. So anyway, we're gonna get out of here while we still can. Shire, any last thoughts?
No, I think that was it. I was gonna say, can we start the segment right now?
I mean, we could. You want to do the first episode right now, Shire?
Yeah.
All right. Well, as we close, we're going to close out. Nah, we shouldn't, Shire. We should wait till next week. We got to leave y'all on a cliffhanger. Let's wait till next week, Shire. It's going to be better. We're going to wait till next week. Because, you know, a lot of people, the analytics say a lot of people drop off towards the tail end of the podcast. So if you're staying to the end.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, if you're staying to the end, thank you. But we got something special for you next week. All right, we out. Shire, you got anything left to say?
Marcus, you've already asked me that like 3 times. All right. Y'all, we gonna end it. So we want to thank you for joining us for another episode of the Black Married Debt-Free Podcast. And we look forward to hanging out with you on the next one. Bye.
Peace. Mahalo.